From the mountains and valleys of the American West, the most important weekly feature keeping you up to date on the state of the American working family, the problems they face, and real-world solutions that only union labor can provide, Defenestrate Media and The Left Show, in association with the Central Utah Federation of Labor and the AFL-CIO, present The Working Family Agenda with your host, Brian Faulkner. A look at the American working family like you've never heard before.
Thanks for taking the time to check out this week's Working Family Agenda. I'm Brian Faulkner. I'd like to take a moment to shamelessly thank our friends, our sisters and brothers at the AFL-CIO for their support of this project through a solidarity grant provided to the Central Utah Federation of Labor. This group of committed individuals works tirelessly to advance the causes of working families across the nation, across faith, race, gender, and even politics. We believe all workers deserve equal rights and protections. Everyone deserves a living wage, access to health care, retirement with dignity, a safe and respectful workplace. At the core of our values, respect, empowerment, and inclusion. In fact, we all have almost everything in common when we look at life through the working family lens. Any difference disappears when you make your same priority a common goal. That is, to make a decent living and provide the middle-class standard of living for your family that our parents worked so hard to provide for us. That is the reason why so many people, for so many generations, 13 generations in the case of my family, 14 generations ago through the eyes of my son. That is why we all came to the United States. So what is on this week's Working Family Agenda? The Working Family Agenda. Sisters and brothers, let us keep our focus on the real issue, jobs. As this regular feature for our very good partners here at The Left Show was launched, the media cycle was buzzing about three things: jobs, jobs, jobs. And the president, in public address, proposed the Americans Jobs Act. Seemed like the right thing to do. After all, jobs was the issue at the top of every poll. Jobs led almost every newscast. And whether you like his policy or not, his proposal was responsive to the Main Street economy and the issue at hand. This legislation was tailor-made to move Republicans for quick passage. Compromise galore in targeted tax credits and unfair trade agreements for not sabotaging our education system and infrastructure. It was packaged to be all about small business. Even House Minority Leader and Corporate Welfare Republican Eric Cantor expressed that there was much agreement and that there were many things to move forward on. 3 weeks later, where are we? Well, I'm going to tell you where House Republicans are, and they are, in fact, working on everything but jobs. Michelle Bachmann is proposing new legislation claiming that what many regard as a woman's health care procedure is being invasive. I wonder what her husband thinks of his last prostate exam. California Representative Issa has made Attorney General Holder the target of investigations regarding tracing guns back to Mexican drug cartels. This mostly because he got his hands on the president's birth certificate and now needs a new distraction. John Boehner and Eric Cantor are busy filling the House schedule with gutting the EPA so corporations can pollute, just like the acid rain days, and advocating unfair trade agreements with Panama, Colombia, and Korea that will only move more American jobs and profits overseas as the corporate elite continue their assault on you, the middle class. At least that one out-of-touch Tea Party Floridian, Alan West, is paying attention to the Occupy Wall Street movement spreading across the country. Too bad he's on the wrong side, and too clueless to recognize that the Occupy movement is about corporate accountability and ending the exploitation of a system politicians like he has perverted. The sum total of this? It's a promise that the American Jobs Act will never see the light of day. The Working Family Agenda is about jobs, always has been, always will be. It's about everything that goes into providing a middle-class living for your family. Thanks for listening to this week's Working Family Agenda. I hope you check us out next week. I really hope you tell a friend or follow me on Twitter, or even better, click like and share with about 600 of your friends on Facebook. Tell them about the good work the people here at The Left Show are doing. Tell them the good work of all those who are working and protesting to make life better for the rest of us. Until next week, I'm Brian Faulkner. I wish you peace and prosperity.